What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd. This is the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, your daily dose, episode number 176. Today's topic is this: are you divisive? Sit back and relax, because here we go. What do I mean by being divisive? Dividing, drawing lines where they don't need to be drawn. So in medicine, in the medical world, there is an infection that has been present for as long as I've been in medicine, 10 years now. I'm going on 11. Wow, it's been that long. It's gone by in a flash too. And that's folks being divisive, especially doctors. So this is typically what happens. Someone comes to the hospital, goes in through the emergency room. Emergency room doctor sees what's going on, starts taking care of the patient with whatever information that they have, usually none, or whatever, just whatever the patient can tell them. Then they'll get admitted to the hospital. The patient comes into the hospital, and you'll have a slew of specialists that typically come along as well. And you'll have everything from lung doctors, heart doctors, kidney doctors, all kinds of gastrointestinal tract, stomach doctors, all kinds of different folks that come on board. And inevitably what happens or begins to happen is each doctor will start blaming the other for something that could have been done differently. And typically the more severe the case, the more often than not, you'll have folks that are being even more divisive, saying, well, you should have done this, or you should have done that, or you know what, that ER doc should have done things, you know, I would have done things differently right from the beginning. And it's catty, and it's petty, and it's sickening. And at the biggest problem of all of it is that it's the patient that ultimately suffers. I've seen this happen such to the effect that doctors will actually badmouth other doctors while standing there in front of the patient. Now imagine how that poor patient has to feel. Like they're feeling like, oh great, well this guy's saying that that other guy sucks. Well, what does that do for me? What kind of benefit do I have? Shakes their confidence in the whole damn system. It happens more often than you think. I can speak from the doctor's standpoint that I observe it. Do I do it? No. Have I talked in the past? Yes. As a young and immature physician, I did. I did it then. And it wasn't until I saw the look on a patient's face that I realized, you know what, this is not benefiting anyone. Not me, not the other guy, who that guy was an idiot, but not me, not the other guy, and certainly not the patient. So you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm just going to take care of my patient and look out for them. This happens in the nursing world also. So with nurses, I've seen them do it. Not a nurse, can't tell you all the details of it. Have I heard it? Yep. So I'm going to go on and venture and say, you know what, it's probably not just in the medical world. It's probably in other professions and everything as well, whether that's law, retail, business, you name it. I imagine that it happens. And if it happens in all these different areas, then that must mean it has something more to do with human nature than it does the particular business that someone's in. Have you ever found yourself in a situation with a bully? Maybe that bully has been you at times. Have you ever like looked at somebody else in the grocery checkout line and be like, oh my God, I can't believe they're wearing that. Can you believe that? What is it, 1987? Come on. Or you look at somebody like Brad Pitt, right? Aging gracefully, still looks absolutely magnificent. And you're like, well, yeah, it's Brad Pitt. Life's probably been easy for him looking like that. Or maybe it's at your work, wherever, whatever it is that you do. When somebody gets the promotion that you think you should have gotten, or shows up with a brand new car in a better parking space than you have. See, here's the thing. It's really, really easy to divide lines. It's really, really easy to look at somebody else and say, you know what? Well, the only reason why they have that, or the only reason why they're ahead, or the only reason why, fill in the blank, is because of something that you don't have. Consider something. Consider if all of that just suddenly stopped, and turn it the other way around. What if we talked each other up? What if instead we looked for the good? So I tried this. I tried a little experiment, and what I started doing, and this was a couple years ago now, what I started doing was whenever there was another physician or someone that was seeing one of my patients, I would make sure that I pointed out to my patient whatever the positives were. So, for instance, if that particular doctor, let's say if it was a cardiologist, a heart doctor, that was coming in to see one of my patients, I made sure to find something that was particularly important about that doctor. For instance, Dr. So-and-so, they're always on time. That is one. Even if there wasn't anything special about them, I'd find something. There's something. Heck, you can even say that, you know, they're a snappy dresser. Tells good jokes. Always smells good. Whatever it is, there's always something about someone. There's a positive that you can find if you look for it. And I promise you, 100%, with whatever industry you're in, you start finding that positive and talking to that effect with other people, inevitably what you're going to find is that you feel better. They, however you interact with them, they will actually, your view on them will improve. And especially if you're in a team setting, it's better for everybody. If you're in a service industry, I consider myself, you know, a servant to my patients. If you're in a service industry, you have to do this. You absolutely have to. I don't care what kind of service that is, whether that's medicine, hotel, if you're an entrepreneur and you're serving your clients, you have to talk up whoever it is that you are putting in front of them, because that was your decision to put that other person in front of them in the first place. It gives them confidence that the decisions that you are making for their benefit. Ask yourself that question. Are you being divisive? And the next question to that, what is the one thing, what is the one person that you can start talking up? Who is that today? You can start talking that person up to ultimately raise the game on everybody. That's what I've got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, please do so. Put in your ranking, your rating, and your review. Share it with friends and family. Did you know that it will play on that Amazon device? I don't want to say her name if you happen to be listening to it right now on her. I won't say it, because otherwise she'll wake up and start and it'll stop the podcast. But you know who I'm talking about. Take a listen on your Amazon device today. It's so easy. It makes it so easy that way. So what I got for you today, my friends, remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Become rich again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great night.